A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's almost Memorial Day, the start of summer. So take a vacation. You're listening to a one-hour special with the best one-tank trips for your summer adventure. It's brought to you by Bish's RV, your premier RV rental destination. And KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon, Jeff Kaplan here, live on a Thursday afternoon as we head straight toward a summer like no other. We're about to explore some wonderful, drivable vacation destinations. Maybe you'd like to get there via RV. Well, at the end of this hour, somebody's going to win an RV vacation from Bish's RV Rental. Their general manager, Scott Jones, is Scott stopping by here. Scott, we're going to draw the winning name from our KSL contest just before 1 o'clock. So tell us about the wonderful contest prize.
Well, we're excited. We're going to be giving away a five-night trip in a motorhome or travel trailer. That would include 500 miles. Sounds like we've also got some groceries that are going to go with that. So it's going to be exciting. We're going to give them a choice of anything they want in our fleet.
Couple questions. If the winner is a couple with no kids, they've flown the coop, can you downsize and get a smaller RV as the prize?
Absolutely. We've got the small B-class van style that's just for two people. We've got them all the way up to the 32-foot C-classes that will sleep up to eight people. So we've got something for everybody.
You can go big and pile in the grandkids for the fullest kind of family vacation. Scott, at Bish's RV, what's the biggest vehicle you rent? How many can it sleep?
Well, the motorhome that will sleep up to eight, we have some travel trailers that will sleep up to 10. So those are some real people packers, and that makes it all the funner at night.
People packers, I like it. Our contest winner also gets a $250 gift card for groceries to fill up the RV from the store Fine Foods. Scott, if you'd hang up, enjoy the show. We're going to talk in about 40 minutes, and we'll get to our contest winner. But first, one place you might want to pull that trailer is a magnificent spot filled with scenic beauty and incredible outdoor recreation. But you have to be willing to get off the interstate. Wind your way a few miles into the mountains, and there's a wonderful vacation awaiting in southeast Idaho. Joining me live on KSL is Birgitta Bright from Southeast Idaho High Country Tourism. Happy summer, Birgitta.
Happy summer to you too, Jeff.
So for the people who've only seen the breathtaking beauty of Idaho from the interstate, tell us what they're missing.
Well, you're exactly right. The best way to see the area is to get off that interstate, and there's a few great ways you can do that. One is taking the Pioneer Historic Byway up through the center of the region. You can take some stops along the way and learn some things, and your kids won't even know that it's educational. And the other way is up through the Bear Lake Oregon Trail Scenic Byway, which of course takes you past Bear Lake and up through a lot of the Oregon Trail historic sites. One of the things that's interesting about that, I remember as a kid, my parents stopped at every scenic byway thing and off-road pull-off thing that they possibly could. And, you know, I grumbled the whole time because I was a disgruntled teenager. But now I really appreciate that because we learned and saw so much, and it was just amazing.
So
go ahead.
No, you.
I was just going to say, along your way, too, you can stop and do fun things. You can visit ice caves. You can do some rock climbing or go birding. You can explore some mountain lakes. There's just all kinds of possibilities for you to get out there and see things.
A tremendous number of people have moved to Utah in the past few years. We've just grown and grown, and they're not aware of the wonders to the north. So tell us one thing that most people don't realize about Southeast Idaho High Country.
Well, I think that as people head north up into Idaho, a lot of people are familiar with like the flat part of Idaho, the Snake River Plain, that where the interstate is located, right? Path of least resistance. But In this 100-square-mile corner of the state, there are actually 7 mountain ranges. So that just provides a lot of outdoor recreation, a lot of places for you to travel and do things where you can get away from people and explore nature and really enjoy the outdoors.
Aside from 7 mountain ranges, tucked within them, you have a lot of lakes and rivers and streams. I'm guessing that one of the most popular activities might be fishing.
You are so right. There are lots of opportunities to catch trophy fish everywhere that you go, whether you're going to a big reservoir or a smaller lake or streams and rivers in the area. You can boat, fly fish, tube down the rivers and fish all along the way. There's about 40 lakes and reservoirs in the region and countless streams and about 5 rivers. So there's lots of opportunities for fishing and other water activities.
And in Idaho, the fish just politely jump up onto your hook, right?
That's right.
How about floating on the water with the family? Where can you go tubing? Is there kayaking available?
There's a couple of places that are, of course, renowned for tubing. One is Lava Hot Springs, which I hope a lot of your listeners are familiar with Lava Hot Springs, where you can tube the river, and that's so much fun. It's always an adventure. They have the big quad tubes that are 4 together that you can go down that make it a little bit less adventurous if you're looking to take smaller kids. But you can also float the river. There's a stretch of the Portneuf near Pocatello where you can rent kayaks and canoes and go down the river. There's, we always do a stretch of the Snake River where you put in at Tilden Bridge and take out at McTucker, and that's a lot wider, deeper water, but super fun with inflatable kayaks. And then, of course, on any of the bodies of water that are, you know, flat water, you can get out there and paddle on those too. There's even a spot over by Grace where you can do class 5 rapids with kayaks, but that's only for expert kayakers, but right below the dam. And that's so fun to watch.
Do you have any events going on this summer that you can time a trip toward?
Yeah, actually we do. So every year in Blackfoot, they do a Celebrate Blackfoot event, a big open festival, which is always the weekend before the 4th of July. And that way it doesn't compete with all of the 4th of July fireworks shows around the area, because everyone has a 4th of July show, which is really fun to come and see. In June at Pebble Creek, they have the Wildflower and Music Festival, which is a super fun thing because it times right when the wildflowers are blooming and you get to get up on the mountain and enjoy the view and listen to some great music. There's all kinds of rodeos throughout the region all through the later in the summer. And then the summer kind of culminates with the Eastern Idaho State Fair in Blackfoot in September.
Lots going on. Thanks so much, Birgitta Bright from Southeast Idaho. It's the road less traveled, but you'll want to make reservations as soon as you can as we head into this summer like no other. Learn more about a wonderful vacation. Your first stop is this website, IdahoHighCountry.org. That's IdahoHighCountry.org. This is Take a Vacation with Bish's RV, a summer getaway special on KSL. Don't forget, we're giving away a 5-day RV rental from Bish's RV Rental. End of the show. Next stop, Bear Lake. Stay here.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America. But this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Take a vacation and stay here Thursday and Friday for special added triple team traffic reports all the way until 7 on KSL News Radio.
This is Take a Vacation with Bish's RV, a special hour on KSL ahead of the great summer getaway. Jeff Kaplan here, and our road trip now takes us to a place familiar to many, but still unseen by some. Pack the kids in the car. Let's go to Bear Lake. Joining us live is the mayor of Garden City. Good afternoon, Mike Lenhart.
Good afternoon, Jeff. Thanks for having me on.
It's a pleasure, and it's already starting, I guess. Are families showing up to start their summer around Bear Lake?
They are. In fact, I made a trip to Logan this morning to come back, and the canyon's already coming with camp trailers and boats, and so they're already headed out to enjoy the weekend.
So for the uninitiated, for the million or so Utahns who've never laid eyes on Bear Lake, there's this lake. Well, there, of course. On the way into town, you go over the crest of this big hill, and suddenly you're looking down at the most majestic scenery imaginable, this huge blue lake. Mountains rising all around, temperatures are cooler, it's so refreshing. That's what it looks like, Mr. Mayor, once you arrive at the lake's edge. Tell the uninitiated what a typical long weekend at Bear Lake would look like.
You know, Jeff, there's so much to do, and I love your description of Bear Lake. There's nothing better than coming over Logan Canyon and seeing that big, beautiful lake and the mountains that surround it. But you know, we have a lot of lake, both in Utah and Idaho that Bear Lake resides in. And, you know, bring your boats, bring your jet skis. If you don't have them, we got lots of places to rent them to you. They are around the lake where you can rent them and go have fun with your families. And if the lake isn't what you want to do, I'm a jeeper. I love to go jeeping, and we got so many trails here around Bear Lake and in the mountains that you can jeep, bring your four-wheelers, your motorcycles, your bicycles, you name it, trails to walk. It's just awesome. Great outdoor activity here.
How big is the lake?
So the lake is 20 miles long and 8 miles across.
And I have to ask, how deep is the lake?
Well, hey, that's we don't want to share all of that. you know, I think 200 and about 8 feet is kind of where they've maxed the bottom at.
Point is, there's enough water there. Now, for those in the know about Bear Lake, I understand there are some new things happening this year that weren't there a year ago. What's going on?
Well, you know, here in Garden City, as far as amenities and services, Garden City's got a bank. Zions Bank is now in town. We have a brand new great big grocery store to get all your groceries and needs with full deli, bakery. You name it, they've got it. Actually, those that partake, the state liquor store will now be here in Garden City as well. So there's just a lot of amenities that you have here in Garden City that we didn't have.
My goodness, what's next? An NFL team?
Well, I guess that's a possibility, but
I want to ask you about raspberries. What's the deal with raspberry shakes? Everybody talks about the raspberry shakes in Bear Lake. People rave about them. Why? What's the connection between Bear Lake and raspberries?
Well, raspberries were grown here for many, 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 many years before the tourism industry came in. And so that's what kind of put Bear Lake on the map was raspberries. Raspberry days, that's how it got started, was because of all the raspberries and bring people in to enjoy Bear Lake and have a raspberry. And my heck, who does not like a raspberry banana shake?
Raspberry days, you briefly mentioned. I want to find out more about that. That comes up around the beginning of August. What happens around Bear Lake during raspberry days?
So Raspberry Days is going on. I believe we're about on our 38th, 39th year of Raspberry Days. Chamber of Commerce put it together back in the day to bring tourism into Bear Lake. And it's just continued from there. And it's a crazy time. It's a fun time. We have lots of events with concerts going all day at our park. We have craft vendors bringing their crafts in just lots of ton of shopping and fun stuff and activities. And again, that's just in one location of Bear Lake. There's tons of other stuff to do.
Well, in most people's minds, the fun all starts on the water. But come nighttime, you have to stay on land. So let's talk about lodging options. First, for the campers and RV people, tell us what's available to them.
We have lots of private campgrounds. We have three or four different private big campgrounds within the community. We have state parks, both on the Utah side and on the Idaho side, that are right on the lake. We have hotels on the beach. We have glamping. Those that want to go camping without the camping, you can stay in a nice glorified tent. We have a huge market of short-term rentals. So bring your families together and have that family reunion and rent one of the VRBO short-term rentals. And those are great places to stay.
You have hotels?
We do. We have some hotels here on the beach here in Garden City. We have motels and hotels 30 miles to the north in Montpelier. And then we have some camping cabins along the way going north. So there's lots of lodging around Bear Lake.
I'm going to ask you about a sensitive topic. If it rains when you're on vacation, are there things to do with the kids or are you stuck inside?
Oh, heavens no. There's lots of, you know, one thing that doesn't get talked a lot about Bear Lake is scuba diving. People don't think of Bear Lake as scuba diving. It's not the warmest place, but if you like to scuba dive, I like to scuba dive. So I've been down under the water of Bear Lake, but you know, there's lots of shopping. You have Minnetonka Cave that you can get into out of the weather. So there's lots of activities outside of that you can be indoors doing stuff.
Mr. Mayor, let me ask you about Minnetonka Cave, because I tried to visit, but there was about a two-hour wait in the middle of a weekend afternoon when I tried to visit. I still don't know what's past the turnstiles. Tell me.
Well, it's just it's a cave, and I wish I could tell you exactly how deep it was, but it's called stalagmite formations that are deep in these caves. You walk down in there a long ways. It's quite the tour. It's up above St. Charles, Minnetonka Cave. Great place to go. The kids just love it. It's a great excursion. If you've never been, Minnetonka Cave has got to be on your list to go to.
This is the mayor of Garden City, Mayor Mike Lenhard. What's your favorite activity? When you get to kick back and have leisure time, what are you going to do?
Well, like I say, I love to be out in the mountains. I'm a mountain guy. I like the water, but I'm a mountain guy. And we have so many trails here for four-wheelers, ATVs, Jeeps. You can go right here from Garden City, go south on the dirt roads and trails, and go clear over to Hardware Ranch. You can go over to Monte Cristo Highway. The trails go forever up here. So if you don't want to be on the water, the trails, that's what I like to do. I'm a mountain guy, so I love to be in the mountains.
Just some of the wonderful activities to while away the hours in Bear Lake, a wonderful vacation destination. Mayor Mike Lenhard, thanks so much for joining us on KSL News Radio.
Thanks for having me.
Take a Vacation with Bish's RV will return after the news. I'm Jeff Kaplan, and if you got to run, this entire hour-long special is going to be an in-depth podcast on the KSL News Radio app. And guess what? We're going to visit Dino Land.
It's almost Memorial Day, the start of summer. So take a vacation. You're listening to a one-hour special with the best one-tank trips for your summer adventure. It's brought to you by Bish's RV, your premier RV rental destination. And KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon, Jeff Kaplan here as we head straight toward this summer like no other. We're exploring some wonderful drivable vacation destinations this hour. And a reminder, at the end of this program, we'll announce the winner of a five-day RV rental from Bish's RV Rental, plus a $250 gift card for groceries. It's basically a free vacation. But where to go? Where to go? Every eight-year-old in Utah might have the same answer. Dinosaur Land! My producer is even a self-described dino dork. And she's excited for this segment as we introduce Leisha Coltharp, the director of Uinta County Travel and Tourism. Hi, Leisha.
Hi.
So there's so much to do around Vernal, but it all starts with the dinosaurs. What is Dinosaur National Monument?
Dinosaur National Monument is home to the world-famous Wall of Bones. Over 1,500 dinosaur bones still left there inside the mountain spot where you can go and see them. Full Allosaurus skull, baby Stegosaurus, so many awesome things that let you touch a leg bone. It's just a cool place. You take a kid to a museum and they think cool, but then they actually come and see it left still on the mountain and they're like, wow, that's real. It's awesome.
That's Dinosaur National Monument, but you have other dinosaur-related attractions all over Uinta. Tell me about some of the stuff going on.
We do. We're loaded with dinosaurs and dinosaur land. So we've got the Utah Fieldhouse Dinosaur Gardens. It's a state park, 14 life-size dinosaurs, hands-on exhibits, just really, really cool stuff. And then we've got the Red Fleet Dinosaur Trackway, which you can paddleboard or you can hike into and see 159-million-year-old dinosaur footprints. And then we've also got lots of murals of dinosaurs and dinosaur sculptures all over town and dinosaur gift shops and just all kinds of dinosaur stuff. It's great. And it's not all dinosaurs, but it's definitely the crown jewel of Dinosaur Land.
You could say that they've left their footprints all over the Vernal area. My producer is a part-time mad scientist, I think. She's all breathless about visiting you. And Kellyanne is looking for something called the Extinction Line. Have you ever heard of this?
I haven't. I'm really intrigued, though. I've got to research that. So
it's a line that goes all the way around the globe and goes through the middle of Uinta County. That's something else. But if you're not a mad scientist, what is there to do after you're tired of the dinosaurs and you tell the kids, be quiet, we're going to blank? What do you do?
We're going to hike into the Native American petroglyphs at McConkie Ranch, or maybe hike or ATV into Moonshine Arch. Definitely hit up the pools at the outdoor swimming pools. Lots of restaurants, lots of hiking spots. You can also go whitewater rafting on the Green River, as well as fishing. And then lots and lots of trails for mountain biking. So it's definitely an outdoor destination.
Now, as you drive from the Wasatch Front, it's about a three-hour trip along, what, U.S. 40? Am I right?
Yep.
Okay.
3 hours along Highway 40.
And you see these amazing dunes. It's jaw-dropping. What is that area?
Out at McCoy Flats, where the mountain biking is.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that's what we're talking about. So, yeah, McCoy Flats is awesome. It's kind of red rock like you would see in St. George, but it's loaded with mountain biking trails and just a lot of fun.
I'm a biker, and I was salivating over that. You have a national forest as well. But where to stay? You have the campsites, the RV sites, Airbnbs. What's going on around Uinta?
So we host lots of events during the summertime, and you can find those on our website at thisisvernal.com for events. But coming up next week, we have our ATV Jamboree, and then we have our Red Fleet Paddle Fest at Red Fleet State Park, which is close to motorized boats, and it's all about paddles, fireworks, contests, lots of fun stuff going on, Red Fleet Paddle Fest. We have our Dinosaur Roundup Rodeo. We also have a Freedom Festival on July 3rd. And we have our Dinosaur Days at the end of August with hot air balloons.
Are you getting
there? Lots of great stuff.
There's a lot to do when you went to County and Vernal. So plan your vacation. Leisha Coulthard, thanks so much for joining us. Visit dinoland.com. Simple website name, remember it, dinoland.com. And plan your trip to Uinta and Vernal. And thanks, Leisha. Have yourself a great holiday weekend. Our next stop is a little bit closer to home, but no less exciting. The home of the Golden Spike, Box Elder County. And welcome to an old friend, Joni Hammer, the executive director of Box Elder Tourism. How you been?
Hey, I'm great, and I'm just so excited to be here with you today.
I still cherish the Golden Spike lapel pin you gave me during the 150th anniversary, but there's much more than just the Golden Spike in Box Elder. Joan, tell us about the hidden gems that are so close by.
So there is a lot more. Now, just to tease you a little bit, we'll be back with more things Golden Spike and some of the other things that we do today when I join you again at 4. But what we want to talk about today is we want people to know that Box Elder County has an amazing art scene.
Tell us more.
Oh, so we're home to, some people know, a lot of people know about our two world-renowned land art pieces. So we've got the Spiral Jetty and the Sun Tunnels. Those are great pieces of art to come and explore. You could spend a day just doing that. But if you're headed to downtown Tremonton, you're going to be amazed. We have this mural program throughout Main Street. They're the best of state winners, 4 years running. The murals feature everything from the candy bomber to the space shuttle to a depiction of downtown Tremonton in the 1960s. These murals have been going since like 1970. So come check them out. It's just a really interesting place. Just come wander down Main Street and grab a bite to eat and come see these really amazing murals.
And you have a great event coming up this weekend as well, Art on Main.
We do. So Art on Main, it's a multi-venue art festival, and it's taking place this Friday and Saturday. So it's multi-venues, but they're all within walking distance of each other. So it's really a great way to spend your Friday night or your Saturday during the day. There's at our historical academy, Brigham City Academy Center, there's a fine art show and a sale. There's a photography show and a sale at Cooley Memorial, which is an old hospital that's been turned into an art space. And it's super cool and a great place to come. There's a plein air show and sale that's happening. In fact, I was driving down Main Street last night, and there was one of the artists who was set up in the back of his truck, and he had his easel, and he was painting away down on Main Street. And so I'm excited to see some of these pieces that have just been created this week.
Sweet. That's in Brigham City on Main Street and points around Main Street. It starts when? Tomorrow?
So it starts tomorrow. So Friday night, we'll open with the fine art show and sale. Bren Hill, which is a great, he's a local Utah singer-songwriter. He'll perform a free outdoor concert at the Brigham Academy Center Pavilion. And then Saturday's just full of things. Saturday morning, we have the popular Main Street Chalk Art Contest. It gets underway at the Box Elder County Courthouse. Now, when we're saying chalk art, we're not talking about, you know, some kid doing a hopscotch. We're talking about real artists who come in and they do these amazing chalk art pieces that are just amazing. So there's going to be great local musicians performing all day. We'll have a Main Street stage. So people will be out performing on that all day long. Local Main Street merchants will hold their annual Memorial Day sidewalk sale. You know, we're full of unique shops and great places to eat. But, you know, Jeff, no festival would be complete without food trucks.
Yep.
So there will be plenty of food and, you know, or come in at a restaurant on Main Street.
It'll be nice to see people strolling the streets of Brigham City. Art on Main tomorrow and Saturday. It sounds like it's a great start to summer. Joni Hammer, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks.
We've been talking about where to go this hour. Let's talk about how to get there. One incredibly popular choice is an RV, and we're giving away a 5-day RV trip from Bish's RV Rental next on KSL after the break. This is Take a Vacation. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Our 1 hour special continues in just a few moments.
Take a vacation and stay here Thursday and Friday for special added triple team traffic reports all the way until 7 on KSL News Radio.
This is Take a Vacation with Bish's RV, a special hour ahead of the great summer getaway. Hi, I'm Jeff Kaplan. What better way to get away than in an RV? Joining me live is the general manager of Bish's RV. Scott Jones is here, and at the end of this segment, we're giving away a 5-day RV rental that comes with 500 miles and a $250 gift card for groceries from the store Fine Foods. So, Scott, I actually looked at buying an RV last year. You know, everybody was thinking about it because the middle of the pandemic, you can't go to a hotel. And look, those people with trailers and motorhomes, they're all going up the mountains and having a great time, and I was jealous. But I have to be honest. Can I confess to you? I haven't been in an RV since I was 11 years old. Family vacation to Niagara Falls. This is 50 years ago. I remember the falls, and I remember a side trip to Montreal, Canada, the door flying open in traffic as we turned the RV in the middle of downtown. I remember my father saying a lot of what we used to call work words during the incident, French people yelling. So I've been waiting 50 years to ask someone this. Scott, is an RV vacation supposed to be like that?
That's the best part of the memories that you're making. You know, they don't, I have those same memories as a child. And we call them farm words, not work words out here.
It occurred to me that last year when I was so envious, it would have made tremendous sense to rent an RV and see if it's for me instead of reading all over the internet and watching YouTube videos like crazy to find out about it. Just rent an RV and see how you like it.
Absolutely. And that's what a lot of people like to do is that they try before they buy. it makes sense to rent an RV if you don't have a place to park it. You know, you don't want to make the investment. You're not sure you're going to use it enough to justify the expense. And it also allows you to kind of decide, based on your needs of your family, what type of RV works best for you. So it's a good way to do it.
Tell me a little bit about the ins and outs of renting an RV. First of all, why should I rent from you, Bish's RV, rather than a private party?
Well, Bish's RV, we started renting RVs 26 years ago as Access RV. And so we are professionals. Private party, if you're going to rent from a neighbor or somebody like that, then they're not going to have the experience to maintain that RV. You're not sure that all recalls are done, maintenance is done, the tires are in good shape. In fact, KSL did a story on the dangers of renting from private parties a few years ago. Because of those risks. We also have over 100 brand new units in our rental fleet, professionally maintained. And so if something does happen to one of those RVs, we can replace it, get you out on the road. You're still going to enjoy that trip. It's not going to be canceled because the previous renter had, some special memories made in the RV that bears the wounds of it. And so we get a lot of times we get calls from private party renters that they weren't able to get the RV that they thought they were going to. They come to us because we're able to take care of that. So that gives you a better value. Frankly, the prices are very similar, but you have much more professional experience with it.
So what happens if I need help when I'm out RVing middle of nowhere and you just don't know what to do?
Well, that's the other thing that's good about dealing with a professional rather than the private individual, is that we have 24-hour assistance. We can help you with those simple things. And a lot of times, 90% of the time, those little things that, the water heater isn't working, what am I doing? Usually it's a switch that you didn't realize needed to be turned on, or it's not in the right situation, right place. And so we help you find those and get those things operational a lot quicker and a lot easier. And we can also help right up to the point where we need to swap out the RV and get you something else. We've got them here to do it.
Where do you like to go when you're out RVing?
I like to go. Well, this whole show has been about the great places in Utah. I've loved listening to this. In fact, we have people that come from all over the world to Utah. And they come over and over and over again. And I've asked them, I says, why do you keep coming back here? And they said, we travel all over the world. There is no place on earth like Utah. It's got so much. You've got the southern Utah that's literally like another planet. And then you've got northern Utah that's just got the beautiful Rocky Mountains. And so I like to go to every one of these places that you've been talking about. I've been there and I love them. They're wonderful. And there's also more places to go that we haven't even scratched. So I just like to go all over the place in an RV.
Yeah, you can find a beguiling place 45 minutes from just about anywhere in Utah. We are truly blessed. But let's talk about the RVs. How big or how small are the RVs you rent?
Well, like I said, we've got the little 21-foot, we've got little 16-foot trailers you can pull with a midsize SUV. Those are available. We've got the big 30-foot, 32-foot trailers that sleep 10. Those are available. We've got the motorhomes, the little B-Class. It's on it's a Dodge van, right up to the big full-size C-Class double slides. So there's a big selection of RVs to meet the needs of what you want to do, where you want to go, who you want to take.
You still have inventory at this point for RV rentals?
Yeah. Yeah, we do. We brought in a lot. Like I said, we brought in a brand new fleet, over 100 units. We are anticipating that this is going to be a high demand year, and so we've tried to gear up for that.
So let's find out where you are and how to find you on the web. Can you give us all the contact points?
Yeah, BishopSaltLake.com is our website. We are located at 550 South Redwood Road in North Salt Lake. It's at the Redwood Road I-215 exit. So we're just 20 minutes from anywhere in the valley. We get right here off the freeway, so it's easy to get to.
Bish's is formerly Access RV, right?
That is correct. We were Access started here. I started Access, as I said, 26 years ago, and we decided to join with the Bish's family. They're out of Idaho. Great people up there, family owned. We love their the way they do business and the way they take care of their customers. And we just thought that it would be a much better companionship if in offering better resources to our customers.
Well, it's been a pleasure talking to you, Scott Jones, the general manager of Bish's RV. And now it's time to give away a 5-day RV rental from Bish's RV Rental and a $250 grocery gift card from the store Fine Foods. It's practically a free vacation. People have been entering on our website for more than a week now, and our winner is Diane Chenier from South Salt Lake. Congratulations from all of us at KSL News Radio and from Bish's RV Rental. Scott, it's been a pleasure speaking with you.
Thanks, Jeff. Always a pleasure.
You know, you hear endless stories about the millions of people hitting the road for the holiday weekend, about the hordes flooding the airports. Everybody wants to get away after the past year, and the weekend might be a hassle. But after the vacation's over, nobody remembers how crowded the plane was or the traffic jam on the way. Just keep in mind the memories you'll savor come once you arrive at your destination. So enjoy the holiday weekend, and please travel safe when you take a vacation. We're sponsored by Bish's RV Rental. Find them at bishssaltlake.com. This is Jeff Kaplan, and Boyd Matheson is next with Inside Sources on KSL.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are. And this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.